Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley Antine. I am speaking to you about an action-packed week ahead. The beginning is Monday, the 17th of July, and then ending Sunday, the 23rd. But there are so many things happening that it's really going to have us spinning in a certain way. The first thing that is happening is we've got Mercury in Leo now, and it's squaring Jupiter in Taurus in the early hours of the morning. 8:49 a.m. is Eastern time, or everything I say will be Eastern time. And that is starting us out with a struggle of values. You know, it's easy for Mercury in Leo to be, you know, thinking about itself in a way. Jupiter in Taurus is expanding into holding on to its own stuff and getting more of it. And Mercury in Leo would like, you know, to share and a little bit of the good things that may be available, but they don't look at this the same way. Leo is known for extravagant ideas, and so Taurus is more conservative. So we're, you know, maybe torn within ourselves about something we're thinking about, maybe for a purchase, or and even in terms of our own way of dealing with our finances. But the moon in Cancer is moving towards a sextile to Uranus in Taurus at 9:21 a.m., and that is suggesting that some changes are being looked at, and that's very appropriate because we're in the dark or balsamic moon, which is what it is right before it gives us a new moon. You cannot see the moon in the sky. It's too close to the sun, so that's why they consider it dark, you know. I mean, the side that's facing us is the one that you can't see. And we do have the new moon in Cancer coming in at 2:32 p.m. on Monday. So I am going to try to get that one into this particular podcast because I have, as I said, so many others to consider. We are looking at 24 degrees of Cancer. So does that relate to something in your chart? Well, for me, it relates in a good way. I'm happy to see. But, you know, it is, again, the moment where we set intentions, and in Cancer, we're looking at home, family, security. Emotional security is really the province of the water, but it definitely helps when there's material things around that are helping us feel that security. But what's going on at this moment is the new moon is moving towards an opposition to Pluto, retrograde in Capricorn. You know, a lot of people are thinking, all right, as soon as we finally get this Pluto out of Capricorn, things will start to look better. Well, yeah, I think that could be if if we can, you know, keep things from deteriorating too much in many ways. You know, we have our own personal home that we're thinking about, but we have in the realm of the country a family, a large family, and a community that we might also be in. And this is also what we are looking at with the need for people to feel secure and having an opposition to a powerful conservative energy that wants to keep it all. You know? And that's what we're looking at. So one of the things we have to understand is that it's going to be a difficult start to this new moon, especially because the moon will first oppose Pluto, then the sun will do that. So, you know, the struggle isn't over when the new moon begins. But do set your intentions because that will be helpful. And Uranus in Taurus is a position that the Moon and Sun are just leaving. They've just passed that. In fact, we talked about the Moon's sextile to Uranus this morning, and now it's beyond, and so is the Sun already. So we are trying to bring in new ideas and new ways of particularly dealing with finance. And another challenge to that is that Mercury is in Leo, and I just mentioned how, you know, Mercury in Leo can be, and that is going into square again. That is not approaching. We just had that square, but that is a square to Jupiter in Taurus that's in the new moon chart. So it's this, you know, the struggle between the extravagance versus the being, you know, tight-fisted, but also where are we going to put the things that we want? You know, what kinds of things are we going to allow ourselves to have? And what is going to be possible for us as this struggle continues? Mars is in Virgo, and it is going into an opposition to retrograde Saturn in Pisces. Mars is at 4, so it's approaching Saturn at 6. So that's going to come in this week as an aspect. And this is Mars in Virgo, which is, you know, looking passionately at the need to be logical and have order and keep things the way Mars thinks they should be, what perfection looks like to Mars. And Saturn in Pisces, as we've mentioned, has fearfulness and also can be that sense of things dissolving, of structures dissolving that we once relied upon. So Mars is not getting a lot of traction to get these things done. That seems very, very important to Mars. Mars will go on to make a trine to Jupiter, and that will help. But, you know, right at this time, it doesn't feel that way yet. And Venus is sitting at 28 degrees of Leo. She's approaching an exact, what we call a quincunx, or an inconjunct, 150 degree aspect that requires adjustment to Pluto. And Venus, again, is our love and our values. We can be loving and valuing our children or our own kingdom. We can wish for the creative energies to be valued. And one of the things we've just seen in the United States is an actor's strike because of this development of AI, and they haven't been able to resolve this. And some of the management is saying, quite frankly, they feel they can't afford to pay you. Well, it's, you know, you don't have to be a genius to look at the, people have already probably shown you charts of how much these heads of studios and industry are making. So we're in that now with the creative energy itself that is going to be possible for these film companies if all they do is have AI, you know. And they can, you know. The good news is if you want to go see a live performance on a stage at this point, until they get the robots doing it, I mean, you can see real people. You know, I am, unfortunately, I feel like a voice in the wilderness. I mean, there are many voices in the wilderness, but people like their gadgets and their gimmicks and ways to, you know, not have to work as hard at things. So they've been embracing something that's actually, I don't know, I think it's going to end up being a problem. And in fact, this Venus is also going into the inconjunct with Neptune in Pisces, and that is forming what we call a yod, or a finger of God. And that means that this aspect is about the difficulty in being able to have the clarity. The heads of the creative departments of film and theater are in sextal, Pluto and Capricorn to Neptune and Pisces. They're fine. It's the lovers of the art and the self art, creative self, are the ones that are trying to somehow find a way to adjust to this. And it's not easy. It may mean, you know, having to create something completely new. And in fact, the opposite of Venus in Leo would be the 28 degree point of Aquarius. And Aquarius is, you know, looking at AI, artificial intelligence, also any kind of electronic media, but it's also a potential line to create new things, new groups that artists can form to do their own thing, independent of the major studios, you know. And that would be, if you were looking at it as an astrologer, if this was a personal chart and I was looking at it, that's what I would be telling my client to do, is to find a way to move forward in a new direction that will suit your purposes. And that's what we usually find with the yod or the finger of God, is we've got to go to the polarity point of the planet that is dealing with the difficulty. So, you know, it's definitely, as the Chinese say, you know, the curse is living in interesting times. Well, it's certainly not boring these days, but sometimes I'm sure all of us could wish for a little more boring to be taking place. But we're not on that ride right now. We're not. And hopefully we will be. This Cancer new moon is showing us the last degree of Scorpio south node, zero Scorpio, zero Taurus north node. It is a review. How have we worked with the power, the manipulation, the ideas of shared resources, and, you know, the issues of secrets and powerful secrets and all of that? Have we lifted up out of that and the turmoil around it to go to the point of peace and stability and grounded being that Taurus North Node wishes us to achieve? Well, at this new moon, you can take a look at that as you're setting your intentions for the security or things about your home and family. See how you might need to set an intention about that. Perhaps that will be helpful. So, that is, I think, all I need to say about the Cancer new moon, although, you know, and you probably noticed this with me anyway, you can go on forever about certain things. Even when you're reading a person's natal chart, you've got to just limit it to a certain focus because, you know, the information is endless. After the new moon at 2:32 p.m. on Monday, the moon will trine. That'll be the first thing, that Neptune in Pisces, 7:52 p.m., and that's your opportunity. That's the psychic lines being open to start feeling and sensing and getting that information about how you should proceed and be aware of the sensitivity of that time frame until 7:52 p.m. when it is exact. Moon will oppose Pluto in Capricorn. As I said, it was going to come from both the moon and the sun this week. 11:06 p.m. is when that's exact. So if you're on the East Coast, any time between 8 p.m. and 11:30 p.m. is not the time to present your case for the things you need to someone who's not going to hear you and it will be disturbing and frustrating for Moon in Cancer. It's just choose your time. This isn't the time. Moon in Leo, 12:39 a.m. on Tuesday. Well, this moon spends all day Tuesday. Moon in Leo, square Jupiter in Taurus. That theme is still in. How do we spend money? Are we extravagant? Are we conservative? Are we holding on to things? Are we busy investing? This is that kind of energy. And who in relationship is going to have the last word is also an issue with the moon in Leo square Jupiter, which is a strong figure in Taurus. 1:02 a.m. on Wednesday morning, that completes. Meanwhile, and there'll be much more said about this, we have our lunar nodes shifting on Tuesday the 18th. And that is when we go to the south node Libra and the north node Aries. It sounds incongruous in a sense. But what we really have to do is get off the fence. And the south node in Libra is when you cannot make up your mind and you keep changing and, you know, going back and forth. And, you know, you have to stand your ground with your choice. It's easier said than done sometimes. You know, there is a Bach flower for that. It's called Sclerianthus, S-C-L-E-R-A-N-T-H-U-S. And that is a specific to help you stay with what you've decided. But also, this is the people pleasing, giving up too much to keep the peace. You know, sometimes you've got to stand up for yourself. You can't just let it go. You know, it'll be to the detriment of you and maybe others if you don't. So, South Node Libra, we're going to be learning about that, our choices. How are our relationships to significant others? Is it an equal partnership, or is somebody giving more and somebody else is taking more, and, you know, and you're letting it happen without discussing, you know? Now, Libra, in a south node way, could discuss forever. Libra loves to argue, but not to fight. All right, there's a difference energetically. Arguing a case is what you do in a court of law, right? But having a fight is if, you know, if you're literally going at it and nobody's going to win. So that's another thing about the Libra energy. And Libra is a sign of the laws of man, not natural law, which is things like gravity and the sun coming up in the east and, you know, certain things that are intrinsically right. Boy, it's sort of hard to see that happening a lot outside, isn't it? You know, when you see somebody who's a really stand-up person, you know, with ethics and morality and, you know, cares about what's good, it, you know, you're just like, yay, there's one over there. So that's why we have this big lesson in the South Node in Libra. Because what have we done? What have we allowed to happen to the scales of justice? And what must we do to get them to be truly just and balanced again? So now you get a North Node in Aries, and this is telling us we must move toward a more dynamic approach, but not in anger, not through war. That's not the positive Aries. We must learn how to lead in an enlightened way. And Chiron has been trying very hard to teach us this, the whole long passage in Aries. And Chiron is still in Aries, and it's retrograding at the end of the week on Sunday. So that we can go back over some of the things that have happened, that it was trying to show us how to be assertive but not aggressive. You know, women used to hear that all the time at the beginning of the women's movement, which, you know, is suddenly in dire jeopardy. We didn't know how. So there was so much teaching going on about how to assert instead of be, you know, try to hit people over the head. It's hard when you're coming out of never having been heard. So this is, again, this is now for women, but also for many. For many. And when we're looking at leadership, you know, we need to look towards leaders that are people who are not, you know, aggressive and, you know, causing problems and dissonance. We need to look for people who know how to get things done without causing problems or hurting others. So this is really going to be a long stretch of learning, and you know, we don't really emerge, you know, completely victorious at the end of this, you know. So we do our best, and wherever that south node in Libra is in your birth chart, and the north node in Aries is, that's the place where you will be having most of your experience in this respect, okay, where you're going to have to be looking at your decisions, etc., where you're going to have to be pushing forward with in a good way. So that's as much as I can say about it now. As time goes on, this is going to be with us for a couple of years. As time goes on, you will hear more and more about it. But that's a good framework for you to start to look at it. And it is not a coincidence in my way of seeing things, because there are no coincidences, that Venus rules Libra. Well, at least it does still now. And that Venus will retrograde. And it retrogrades on Saturday. And this is the opportunity for us to dive deep into the basement when Venus retrogrades of our values, the things we love, how we love, our relationships, our finances. We go on a deep dive to see what needs to be liberated from the underground and also what needs to be transformed during this process. Okay? So this retrograde of Venus takes place at 9:33 p.m. I mean, it's been slowing down and getting to that point on Saturday. And the lunar node is already there. So we know that we're working two ways as this begins, as the south node Libra energy. It's not happening without this other influence. In other words, these are blending at the beginning, at the outset of this transit of South Node Libra. It's not a mistake. These are things we're going to have to look at, right? So we move on. And we're moving on to Wednesday, where we have the Moon in Leo going to join Mercury in Leo at 7:23 a.m. Eastern. And this is a time when our feelings and our thoughts seem the same, like they're one and the same. And we have makes us much more attached to what we're thinking. You know, we're sensitized to it. We have feelings about our thoughts. And so this can be not the greatest thing, especially if you're being very intense about them and pounding a table and saying, it's my way and it's right. This is the right thing. Nobody else knows. I know. You know, that's when it's not quite, you know, functioning well. But it's also a time where you may have a lighter experience of this, which would be having a conversation with someone who has ideas in common with you and, you know, making some sort of plan or other out of that. But the moon will go on from here to make the square to Uranus and Taurus at 9:51 p.m. So those plans don't seem as stable as they may seem at that time in the morning when you were talking to Mercury. There are surprises and shifts and changes in store. The closer we get to the moon's square to Uranus at 9:51 p.m., the more there can be surprising turns of events that could cause accidents and such. This is not a day to discuss finance, no. And especially with someone who, you know, matters to you, because it's not the same thought, and it will not change. We have the Sun coming in to trine Neptune over Wednesday and up until 9:07 a.m. on Thursday, and this is helpful, again, from the point of view of being able to understand where compassion is required, you know, having the sensitivity. That's also helpful as we look at these issues that the Moon in Leo has been stirring up on Wednesday. But Moon in Leo is going to join Venus at 10:08 a.m. Some kind of an agreement can be made. Amending of relationship can take place. And, you know, the similar caring, nurturing is possible, 10:08 a.m. And this is a very slowed down Venus. This is on the degree already of its retrograde. Moon will enter Virgo at 1:13 p.m. and it is a rough ride. While the Moon is going opposition Saturn and then joining Mars in Virgo, before that happens, the Moon is just extending Mars in its own opposition to Saturn and Pisces at 4:39 p.m. in the afternoon. So this is what happens when the Moon picks up the energy of an aspect and carries it through. And this is what's happening. So this, we talked about it with the new moon. You know, the person who has the great need for things to be analyzed and logical and in order and all of that, caring about the energies of health and trying to stay that way, is having difficulty with fearfulness and dissolving things. So when the moon is opposite Saturn, it's a down feeling, and that comes in at 2:03 a.m. on Friday, the 21st. That's the first lunar aspect after the moon enters Virgo at 1:13. And then you can be so down that you can get really angry and start having arguments, and that's moon conjunction Mars at 2:36 a.m. is when that's exact on Friday, the 21st. So, and that is, let's see, 2 hours. It's mountain time. It's just midnight and 11 in the evening on the Pacific coast. So I guess I would say it's more likely for those further west to experience the activity of this, whereas some of us might have it in a dream time experience. Friday, the 21st, let out a big sigh of relief as the moon trines Jupiter and Taurus until 2:30 p.m. That's a day of flow. That's the day to get things done. That's the day to have the financial discussions and find agreement. Okay? However, there is a Sun opposition Pluto coming in at 11:53 p.m., which hopefully doesn't throw a spanner in the works. This is authority to authority clash, one needing the security, the other wanting to be conservative and in power and not really, you know, Pluto in Capricorn isn't listening to the needs, you know, the emotional needs particularly. But what we have is the moon going on from 11:53 p.m., the Sun opposition Pluto, and from 2:30 p.m. on, the moon is trine Uranus and Taurus until 10:48 a.m. So something can change for the better. And you may feel that come in Saturday morning, 22nd. However, you know, there's a little problem here. We have the moon going opposition Neptune, retrograde in Pisces until 9 p.m. So Saturday the 22nd, after about 11 in the morning, things get fuzzy, cloudy, uncertain, directions are wrong, etc. So that's just the way it is for Saturday. Weather can interfere in your best laid Virgo plans, so that's what you have to know. But after the 9 p.m. aspect for Moon in Virgo, we'll have the trine to Pluto, and there'll be a feeling of being able to control something, maybe, until 12:06 a.m. on Sunday. Meanwhile, what's going on, as I said, is Venus is retrograde at 9:33 p.m. on Saturday. And I gave you the gist of it, and I'm going to leave it there because it's just too much to go into in this moment. But again, there'll be plenty of time for us to discuss the retrograde of Venus because it's not fast. You know, it actually is, you know, it's not as fast as Mercury. It might not be as slow as Mars retrograde, but it is a long time. So I will tell you that if I can get my fingers to operate this page so that I can see the timeline. Okay, we had success. So again, 28 degrees retrograde. And we go through August, all of August, with Venus retrograde. And we come into the beginning of September. And at 12 degrees of Leo is when Venus will go direct. And that will be on the fourth day of September. And start moving slowly, slowly, slowly back to the normal type speed, which will come in on the 17th of September. So Venus also, I will say, rules our money. Our personal finance usually is what we're looking at. And you know, relationship and love and creative self in a certain ways, nurturing and all of that, sensuality and everything. So where is Libra on the cusp, or the Taurus on the cusp in your birth chart? Those are the houses that feel the retrograde of the ruler of those signs. If you are a Taurus or a Leo, I'm sorry, Libra, I started with an L, you are going to feel the retrograde more than a lot of others. But we will have aspects coming from 28 degrees to 12 degrees of Leo. We will be looking back also to see, you know, what was going on. Because whenever we retrograde, we go back over the ground that we already passed through. We're to get to 12 degrees of Leo, we are looking at the 19th of June. So you can start looking back and saying, what was I, what was this, and what happened then? And, you know, see, I am, like, you've probably got it in your phone, but I have it in a book. So I just flip the page and look and see, and I can look at the whole week and see what was going on with me. But this is what you're going to be going back over, all right? And that'll help you figure out what this might look like for you. At 9:50 p.m., which is not even 20 minutes later, the sun enters Leo. Oh, so we've got a lot of focus on Leo now. Because the solar rays are making it a blanket of energy that's coming into the Earth through light and the sun. And so, you know, people will be more Leonian in their feeling nature of how they want to express. And so this is, you know, partly, you know, affection, loyalty, expand the kingdom, you know, have children or have fun, entertainment, romance. This is what a lot of the Leo energy looks like. It can be very creative and very strong, but it can also want to lie in the sun and do nothing. You know? And it is, after all, vacation time for many. But entertainment is big, and you know, who is going to emerge as leader, the king, you know, the sun and the sign of its rulership, very, very strong. Now, we already have a very strong sun in a certain way that we wish we didn't have, which is incredible heat. As I record this, there's, you know, tremendous warnings going on in the southwest. It's just things are starting to show up. And, you know, are people going to, you know, make some kind of a shift and change so that, you know, we have less of a problem moving forward? Well, this remains to be seen. But the moon in Virgo is going towards that trine to Pluto in Capricorn, as I mentioned earlier. So we are trying to put our ducks in a row, and we'll see how long that will last. Moon will enter Libra, and that's not a mistake either. You know, South Node, Venus retrograde, Moon enters Libra Sunday at 1:54 a.m. and sextiles the Sun in Leo at 2:15 a.m. You see, the energy between Libra and Leo is a helpful opportunity, sextile always. So now we have the moon and the sun doing that. It's not as quite as grand as the harmony of the lights if the moon is trine in the same element. But this is, you know, it's 2:15 in the morning. The aspect isn't going to, again, be experienced too much. But there is a lot of well-being and the ability to reach amicable agreement, especially in terms of relationships. Now, Mercury squares Uranus and Taurus, 5:39 p.m. Be aware of that. That's hand-eye coordination, Mercury. And Uranus is, you know, suddenly dropping something. So be aware of what you're doing. And don't talk about money now. No, no, no. But, you know, once that's over, the moon is actually going to sextile Mercury in Leo. So there's going to be time for discussion that works out for the better. And I can't believe it, but I got it all in. I did. That Mercury in Leo, that aspect to the Libra moon, doesn't come until Tuesday morning at 2:39 a.m. So that's a long stretch to be thinking and pondering and having maybe some really great creative things happen for you. You know, if you happen to be in that mode of making creation, but also it can be great opportunities to have discussions about relationship energy and what one wants and what the other wants. And again, it's very, very amicable. Also, both of them want to enjoy the arts and entertainment. So we can look at it that way. Well, it was better than doing four podcasts for me. And also because the way my blog is set up now, I can get two podcasts probably at the most. So you've got time to listen to it again. And you don't have to take it all in right now. Go back and have another dip into it. When we get to the following week, we'll move into the second quarter phase of the moon. So we're going to be starting to move forward and want to get things done. And the only thing that's doing, other than some aspects for this period of time that we have to look at, is that when we get to the 28th, July 28th, which is Friday, Mercury will go into Virgo, which is one of the signs that it is said to rule, and that means it is more at home there than it has been in Leo. So we'll talk about that. And once again, as always, I wish you all the best with how you navigate these changes. And I will say goodbye for now.